from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president of Turkey says he's in charge. What you're hearing is a television news broadcast in Turkey from some hours ago as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is being interviewed by a news anchor regarding the attempted coup that began yesterday evening. Now, she's holding her cell phone as Erdogan appears on camera via FaceTime. He assures her that he's still in control and the coup instigators will pay a heavy price for their treason to Turkey. Turkish officials say some 2,839 soldiers and officers who staged an attempted coup late Friday have been arrested as the president accused an exiled cleric of organizing the plot, Fethullah Gulen. Dorian Jones, reporting from Istanbul, says Gulen is denying complicity.
Fethullah Gulen has denied any responsibility for this. He issued a statement saying he's never supported coups. And he was not involved in any way, or none of his followers were involved in any way in this military coup.
Mr. Jones goes on to tell VOA, as Prime Minister Yildirim is calling for the extradition of Fethullah Gulen.
Yes, I mean, the Prime Minister Binali Yildirim, speaking to reporters, made a very strong declaration. He said that they expect the United States to extradite Fethullah Gulen back to Turkey. He said that any country who harbors this man is an enemy of Turkey. Now, that is a potential crisis looming between Turkey and the United States.
Fethullah Gulen lives in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. He has denied, of course, that he was behind the plot. On Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that Turkey has not made a formal extradition request for Gulen, but the U.S. would consider it if Turkey's government presents solid evidence. This is VOA News. The Islamic State terror group has claimed responsibility for Thursday's attack in Nice, France, in a statement published in an IS media outlet calling the attacker a soldier. It remains unclear whether there was any direct connection between the French-Tunisian attacker and the terrorist group. However, France's interior minister said Saturday that it appeared that Mohamed Boulel was radicalized very quickly and did not show himself as having a link to radical Islamist ideology. The French prosecutor's office says police arrested at least three people on Saturday in connection with the attack in Nice on Bastille Day. They killed 84 people and injured many others. The prosecutor did not release any other information about the request. In Washington, President Obama reacted to the Nice attack, saying the scourge of international terrorism affects all people of all faiths.
In recent weeks, we've seen heinous attacks inspired or directed by ISIL here in the United States, in Turkey, in Iraq, in Bangladesh, in Saudi Arabia. And these terrorists are targeting and killing innocent people of all backgrounds and all faiths, including Muslims.
10 children were included among the 84 people who died in the assault. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says that they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow, Secretary Kerry said both sides stressed that closer cooperation between the U.S. and Russia was critical to ending a conflict that has killed as many as 500,000 people, as well as contributing to the global migration crisis and spawning the international expansion of the Islamic State.
It is possible to help restore the cessation of hostilities, significantly reduce the violence, and help create the space for a genuine and credible political transition.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The United Nations top diplomat in Iraq is warning the expected military operation to liberate the city of Mosul from Islamic State fighters and could become one of the world's biggest humanitarian crises. Currently, the UN estimates more than 10 million Iraqis require some form of humanitarian assistance. In U.S. politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his pick for vice president. Pence is widely seen as a strategically sound pick for Trump. The conservative governor is popular with social conservatives. A key voter bloc for Trump, his low-key, laid-back personality also provides a strong contrast to Trump. Republican Party will be holding its nominating convention next week in the U.S. city of Cleveland, Ohio. Stay tuned to VOA and voanews.com for more information on the Republican convention. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.